Sadhaloka and friends. Last year, as I expect all of you remember, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. And this year, we've been celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Western Buddhist Order itself. And of course, 25 years is quite a long time. Of course, it isn't really a very long time in the context of the history of Buddhism itself. The history of Buddhism goes back not just 25 years, but 25 centuries. But in the context of the average human life, in the context of our 70 years, 25 years is quite a sizable slice. Of course, when we started the FWPO, when we started our meetings, when we started our meditation classes in that now historic, not to say mythic, a basement in Monmouth Street, in what most chroniclers of our movement describe as the West End of London, but which was actually just central London, in fact East Central London. Huh? At that time, there were people who thought that the FWBO was not going to last very long. Some of them thought, and some of them even said, that, well, you know, here is Sangharakshita. He spent 20 years in India, quite out of touch with things here in Britain. He's come back. He's got these few enthusiastic, you know, youngsters around him, mostly sort of hippies, and they've started this, you know, new Buddhist movement, but it's not going to last very long. It's going to peter out after a while. It's just going to disappear. It's just going to fade away and be perhaps just a little footnote in the history of, well, I won't say in the history of what, but in the history of something else. In fact, I might even go so far as to say that there were a few people at least who were rather hoping that the FWBO wouldn't last because they didn't quite like the look and the sound of it. Not that they necessarily had any personal experience of it, but from what they heard, from what they gathered, they weren't really quite sure that it was a really worthwhile addition to the British Buddhist scene. But the FWBO has in fact lasted. It's lasted 26 years. And it's not only lasted, it's not just survived, it's grown, it's developed, it's expanded, I might even say proliferated, in a way that nobody, whether friends or those who are not so friendly, could possibly have imagined in those early days. We have now, I believe, regular permanent activities and centres in at least 13 different countries. I need hardly detail to you what we do have now.